And now let's move a little bit to the east. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip seems to be holding for now, which means both sides can turn their attention to the most innocent victims of the conflict, children. A lot of psychological damage gets done to small children when missiles and rockets fly. And in Gaza, they also suffered a big physical toll. Palestinian officials say at least 40 children were killed and 10 times that number were injured. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Gaza, where he stumbled into this scene.
Maisaba Eshek is the mother of a little boy.
Ayman, 5 years.
Maisaba runs a kindergarten. 5-year-old Ayman goes there. Ayman and his classmates have just lived through 8 days of intense Israeli missile strikes. An experience like that obviously traumatizes little kids. Maisaba says she's trying to help heal Ayman and the others from her kindergarten. So she's brought them here, to a square in Gaza City. The little boys and girls line up and open proceedings with verses from the Quran. Some are cloaked in Palestinian flags. A lot are wearing ordinary clothes. Ayman and 7 other tiny boys are dressed in green military uniforms. Each is carrying a toy machine gun or a toy pistol. They point their guns in the air and pretend to shoot imaginary Israeli warplanes. Israel's missile strikes filled Gaza with deafening explosions night and day and brought buildings crashing down. The blasts blew out the windows of Maisara's kindergarten. She says Ayman and his siblings were frightened and wanted to know what was going on.
At first I told them a party was going on and those sounds were just fireworks.
Her story fell apart when her kids saw the TV. They saw footage of the missiles landing and dead kids about their own age.
I explained to them after that that what's happening is a war, an Israeli aggression. They wanted to know why.
The kindergarten kids on the square are being put through their paces by an instructor, Samir Abu Al-Karaya. He encourages them to chant, "Palestine, Palestine." He tells them to stamp their feet. Karaya produces a poster with Israel's Star of David scrawled on it in blue crayon. He places this on the ground. Step on it, he cries. Someone sets fire to the poster and the tiny boy soldiers stamp on the flames. I ask Karaya how he responds to accusations that an event like this looks like brainwashing. "No, we're not training them," Karaya replies. "It's therapy."
If adults get scared, how do you think the kids feel? We want to get them to let out their emotions.
Karaya says a psychiatric expert advised the kindergarten to use these methods. They're intended to raise the children's morale. They're wearing the traditional Palestinian uniform, he says. It's just symbolic. For Maisara Eshek, though, this is about more than just getting kids to vent their fear and anxiety. It's about raising children who spend their lives caught up in conflict. She says you can't raise them like normal kids.
If we raise them in the normal way, they won't be able to cope. We prepare them mentally from a young age for the fact that when they grow up, they'll face an enemy.
Look around the square and into the faces of the Gazan spectators. You can tell some of them are not comfortable with what they're seeing. Atef Batraoui, an economics consultant, is watching the kids from a park bench.
If you want to get rid of violence, you have to cleanse it with love, not by teaching kids how to carry guns or prepare for another conflict.
Batraoui thinks behavior like this gives the outside world the wrong idea.
This is not good for the international people, because the people see just picture.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gaza City.